Return to fundamentals. Football legend Vince Lombardi had a yearly tradition. Every summer, when he gathered his team for training, he would hold up a football and announce, "This, gentlemen, is a football." Once, a player jokingly asked him to start over from the beginning, but Lombardi's point was serious. Revisiting the basics is crucial for success. This lesson applies to sales as well. In sales, there are three key elements: thinking, communicating, and networking. Among these, thinking is often overlooked. Many sales professionals don't realize how their thoughts influence their actions, which in turn affects their ability to make sales. It's important to use strategic thinking in sales. Reflect on your techniques and ask yourself why you did certain things and what you can learn from the outcomes. Go back to basics. Gaps exist between what your sales team knows and what they should know. To bridge these gaps, trainers must identify them first. Use a sales gap analysis questionnaire to assess your team's understanding in key areas like satisfaction conditions, listening skills, and networking. Trainers should have a say in who gets training. Create a willing and able matrix. 1. Those willing and able. 2. Willing but unable. 3. Able but unwilling. 4. Neither able nor willing. Focus on those willing and able, or willing but not able. Those able but unwilling see training as a vacation. Those neither able nor willing will resist training. Make it clear to management that training won't fix these individuals. Salespeople are active, impatient, and results-driven. To keep their attention, create an active learning environment. In the past, trainers focused on high demand and taught manipulative techniques. Today, oversupply demands a consultative approach, understanding the customer's value perception. Value-based sales are customer-centric. Refocus your mind. This sales training module shakes up how salespeople think to boost productivity. A salesperson's mindset impacts everything they do, so improving it is crucial. Here's how to enhance their thinking. Bring forward the background thoughts and analyze them. Ditch old, ineffective habits and thinking patterns. Check the language used for thinking. Is it angry, childish, vague, too simple, or negative? Understand the difference between facts and opinions. Why does this matter in sales? Figure out what information is needed about customers. How does this influence sales thinking? Plan how to use disciplined thinking to increase sales. Handle tasks and relationships. In sales, relationships matter big time. But not every customer wants the same type of connection. It's up to the salesperson to figure out what kind of relationship the customer is after. Customers typically label their sales reps in one of three ways. 1. Dependable, but distant. This salesperson sticks to their promises but lacks warmth in the relationship. Diagnosis. Too much focus on the task, not enough on the relationship. 2. Likable, but not dependable. Clients adore this salesperson, but they struggle with follow-through. Diagnosis. Too much focus on the relationship, not enough on getting things done. 3. Likable and dependable. This is what everyone wants. The salesperson gets stuff done and makes the client feel special. Diagnosis. Nails the balance between task and relationship. This training module covers two key types of customer relationships: transactional and consultative. Salespeople will learn to distinguish between these types and use them to build customer loyalty. While the type of relationship formed depends on the customer, sales reps can look for signs to understand customer preferences. These signs include: customers focus mainly on price, viewing the salesperson as a transaction participant. The relationship is task-oriented, aiming to minimize transaction steps and time. A consultative relationship is based on benefits and relationships. This relationship is not adversarial. Customers expect to make decisions based on cost versus value. They see the salesperson as an advisor and seek a collaborative relationship. Salespeople may encounter clients who exhibit aspects of both types or change between them. Clients can be a bit unpredictable. One day they might want detailed advice, the next they're all about quick transactions. And sometimes, they'll want a bit of both at the same time. So, don't be thrown off if a client switches gears on you. It's just part of the game. Satisfactory conditions specified. Customers judge a sales offer based on how well it aligns with their needs and desires. If an offer doesn't meet these expectations, it's unlikely to lead to a sale. Surprisingly, many of these expectations are emotional rather than logical. Customers often decide based on feelings and then find reasons to justify their decision later. Sales reps should understand that clients expect them to understand these emotional needs, even if they're not explicitly stated. Listen effectively. Listening is a crucial skill in sales. It helps salespeople find objections, discover conditions for satisfaction, and build rewarding relationships. However, mastering listening is challenging. One reason is that the brain can process 200 words a minute, while people speak at 100 to 130 words per minute. So, the listener's mind may wander before the customer finishes speaking. To improve, salespeople should first define their goal for each sales step. They should think about the information they need and why. Then, they should decide which open-ended and close-ended questions will help get that information. Salespeople should also consider any unintended consequences their questions might have. Presentations. Creating impactful presentations is crucial for salespeople. A presentation can be the key to winning business. This module focuses on helping salespeople develop engaging presentations that leave a positive impression. Here are key points to remember. 1. Presentations should be memorable, leaving a positive impression. 2. Planned, but not canned. Planned but delivered naturally and spontaneously. 3. Tailor presentations to the audience's preferences. Some may prefer more data, while others may respond better to visual aids. 4. Clearly state the purpose of the presentation. 5. Relationship focused. Focus on building a relationship with the customer, using their name, and adapting to their style. 6. Use strong graphics to support your points and ensure your presentation is error-free. Irresistible deals. Today's customers want collaboration, not trickery. This lesson teaches a cooperative approach where both the customer and the salesperson work together to agree on terms. By doing this, the salesperson can see if the offer is convincing, meets the customer's needs, and is the right time to ask for a decision without ruining the relationship. Getting on the same page doesn't guarantee a sale, though. The salesperson needs to judge the timing and strike when the customer is ready. Key parts of this approach are: own the offer, say you believe in what you're offering. Check for understanding, ask if your ideas make sense. Derive deductions, explain how the buying decision can help the customer. Talk about the effects, features, and benefits. Invite responses, even if it's just to handle objections, ask for feedback. Unbeatable offers. Salespeople with a network find business flows in, avoiding expensive seeking. Teach them 6 networking principles. 1. Give, spend time helping others without expecting immediate returns. Don't always think about what you can gain. Giving should come before asking. 2. Trust, building a strong network takes time. Believe in the process even if it seems slow. Remember, you're not far from connecting with influential people. 3. Invest. Take the time to build connections and form relationships. Consider the networks you already have and your ties with organizations. 4. Embrace. Include everyone and avoid forming exclusive groups that leave others out. 5. Master. Strive for excellence in your field to become a recognized figure. Aim to be at the heart of your networks. 6. Energize. Put your energy into your relationships and organizations, making yourself more attractive to others. Remember, the word work is essential in networking. Just like achieving sales success, building a network takes effort. With enthusiasm, persistence, and discipline, salespeople can use networking to significantly expand their client base. Key points. 1. Revisit basics like football legend Vince Lombardi. Understand sales fundamentals for success. 2. Focus on thinking in sales. Thoughts influence actions, and strategic thinking is key. 3. Bridge knowledge gaps with a sales gap analysis questionnaire. Identity team understanding in key areas. 4. Prioritize training for those willing and able, or willing but not able, to make the most impact. 5. Differentiate between transactional and consultative relationships in sales. Adapt to customer preferences. 6. Understand customer expectations and emotional needs. Align offers to meet these needs. 7. Improve listening skills in sales. Define goals, ask relevant questions, and avoid distractions.